It's been the hot topic for many in Hobart over recent months. Should the city allow high-rise development? A meeting's being held in the city tonight for those who strongly say no. Our reporter Elise Fanton is there. Elise, what's the turnout been like?
Well, Pete, the meeting has just wrapped up here at Town Hall and more than 400 people packed in here tonight. Many had to stand in the aisles and even spilt out onto the hallway. There just simply wasn't enough room here. Now, the group Hobart Not High Rise was formed after Singapore-based developers The Fragrance Group proposed two skyscrapers for Hobart's CBD. And since then, this group's social media following has continued to grow. Now, one of the hotel proposals is for a building that's 210 metres tall. To put that into perspective, the current tallest building in Hobart is Rest Point at 73 metres. So it certainly sparked plenty of debate. The Premier, Will Hodgman, has even previously said that he has serious reservations about skyscrapers in the CBD. And I spoke to a number of people on their way in to the meeting tonight.
I've come because I think it's really important that we keep the heritage values of Hobart, and also that I think tourism is a really important industry, but I think tourists come because of what we offer that's different.
No doubt the new proposal that they're flagging is just a process to turn around and then say, oh, instead of doing 120, 200 stories, we'll only do 60 or 70.
I think it's a bad idea to have these new high-rise buildings, and we should keep Hobart the way it is, or keep it in keeping with its history and heritage.
I guess we're the people that are energetic enough to come out, but there are plenty of people that I know that have got the same sentiments as me. They just think it's insane.
Elise, what's Hobart Not High Rise hoping to achieve through the meeting?
Well, the speakers tonight have focused on the Hobart City Council, urging it to protect Hobart's skyline and not bow to pressure. Now, the current height limit is 45 metres for buildings, but a proponent can get an exemption if they meet certain criteria. The council is also looking at introducing further restrictions, such as prominent views like Mount Wellington or the waterfront can't be obscured, but the group here tonight doesn't think that's enough.
And where to from here, Elise? What's the group planning for its next move?
Well, the group voted on four motions here tonight that will now be put forward to the Hobart City Council, which basically sums up their angst towards skyscrapers in the city. And they've got plans for a second meeting to be held as well.
Elise Fanton reporting from the Hobart Town Hall.